All right, thank you, Clerk. I'd like to call the Appropriations Meeting back into order. The time is 3:18 p.m. And Congresswoman Redcorn, are you still on the call?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to jump back up then to what we've done, just to get you caught up, ma'am, as we addressed all the reductions first, and then we went back to the increases. So if you're okay, let's start with your item number six, which is ONCA 25-02, an act to amend ONCA 2275 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village in the amount of $113,034 and to establish an alternate effective date. And Congresswoman Redcorn is the sponsor of this bill. I'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Well, I don't really have a whole bunch to, I don't know if Treasury wants to speak to it. To my knowledge, that was just that this was the what was left over from that project, and it was not needing to be used to finish any part of it out.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Rebecca, do you want to add any comment to this bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, that is correct, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Okay, so are there any questions then regarding this reduction? Okay, committee, any movement?
Madam Chair.
Okay, and was there anybody on the line that had any questions? If not, Speaker Shaw?
Thank you. Motion to report ONCA 2502 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Okay, thank you, committee. Moving on to ONCA 25-03, an act to amend ONCA 22-63 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to financial assistance services for the Summer Youth and Workforce Development Programs in the amount of $313 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Redcorn is the sponsor, and I'll turn it to you, ma'am.
Well, that's a very fancy large number that we're taking out of that budget, but $313 is all that was not used for that program, so it just needs to be pulled out.
Okay, committee, any questions for Rebecca or the sponsor at this time? Not any action?
Chair.
Yes, Speaker.
Motion to report ONCA 2503 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, thank you, committee. The next, we're going to move down to your other reduction, Ms. Redcorn, item 9, ONCA 25-05. An act to amend ONCA 21-52 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the direct assistance payments in the amount of $91,314 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Redcorn?
My understanding is it's just unused funds from that endeavor that just needed to be reduced and pulled back out.
Okay, committee, any questions? Any movement?
Chair.
Speaker Shaw.
Motion to report ONCA 2505 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. Thank you, committee. I think the next, then we can go to the increases. I'm just following the same format that we did prior. And the next would then be item 16, ONCA 25-14, an act to amend ONCA 21-69, increase the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to ARPA administration in the amount of $519,032, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Mr. Big Horse, I'll turn that over to you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
This is item 16 and 2514.
Yes, it changes ONCA 2169. Rebecca?
Yes, this is an increase for two contracts that we have out. One is owner's rep, which is one architect. They kind of help facilitate some of our A&E fees, as well as the other contract is with our Forvis team, who helps us regulate our ARPA funding and ARPA reports to the federal government. And this is going to cover the contracts to the life of the ARPA reporting is done. So this is going to fall all the way into the calendar year, into the calendar year 2026, potentially some of the calendar year of 2027.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, you said it was a contractor that does what?
It's our owner's rep. He handles some of our A&E, kind of looks over everything. This is where some of the money has been utilized for.
And what projects is this contractor designated to? Do you have an idea of that?
I do. Give me just a second. I went blank. I may need to call up the procurement officer if she might know offhand. There are certain A&Es that were pertinent to the ARPA admin. This was done prior to my looking at ARPA.
Okay, Ms. Claire. Good afternoon, Claire. This is Claire Wood with the Director of our Procurement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So he's on currently six different projects that covers that, where that's coming out of, and it is the Hominy Senior Housing. I'm going to go brain dead. I'm going to just name all of them because I can't think exactly the ones there, but the funeral home, assisted living, PRT. He's probably texting me right now telling me.
Somebody's come at your rescue.
Right. There are two other ones I'm so sorry that I can't think of off the top of my head, but it's just two of the other bigger projects for ARPA.
Okay, is that Mr. Hale?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're familiar with him as the owner's rep for these projects. And so this money is just to keep him on to retain him through the projects are finished?
Yes, the contract that we originally wrote goes all the way through the end of the projects.
Okay. Any other questions for Ms. Claire?
The other contract was for the expert on ARPA that was telling us what we could do and couldn't do.
That's with four. Yes. Oh, yes, four of us, our third party, kind of help us stay in compliance.
And they also do our reporting.
Okay, wonderful. All right, committee, any other questions? Thank you, Claire. Any other movement? Speaker?
Motion to report ONCA 2514 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed yes. Say no. Okay, thank you, committee. Next, let's discuss item 17, which is ONCA 25-15, an act to amend ONCA 21-51 to increase the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the Hominy Senior Housing in the amount of $3,625,627 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Mr. Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this does have some moving parts, so I'm going to turn this over to Rebecca.
Okay, Ms. Rebecca.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is going to move to the contracted amount of $12,020,000. We heard earlier today that we were repealing a legislation that had, I believe, $1 million that came from retained revenue and $2 million that came from the general fund for Hominy Senior Housing. We are swapping this out. We also heard the repeal for Pahaska Sewer to be repealed as well. That was $3 million. So we're moving tribal and ARPA dollars right across the board. And so that is where this number is coming from. This is contracted, so it fit into the area of, this is already a contract. We don't have to worry about the 12/31/24 deadline. So it was an eligible item to move money into and release those tribal funds that were appropriated to it originally.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So Mr. Frazier brought up the point that there might be other dollars. Does this apply? Would this apply to this? When you were talking about that there were some dollars that we could use any way we wanted to. This isn't that, is it?
Mr. Frazier?
Those aren't being used here. This is just the regular ARPA
dollars.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Any other questions, committee? Okay. Any movement?
Chair.
Speaker.
Motion to report ONCA 2515 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Next, we'll go to item 19, which is ONCA 2517, an act to amend ONCA 2156 to increase the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for repairs and improvements to the Gray Horse Rural Water District in the amount of $777,286 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the only thing I have to say is I would sure like to sit down at the table and have a visit with these people. But they do need the money, and we are in bad shape out in western Osage County. So, Rebecca?
Yes, this is another one of the moving parts. Again, Gray Horse Rural Water District needed an additional $777,286 to complete this contract. We seen earlier that Hominy Senior Housing had a reduction of, I believe it was a little over $2.7 million. This is kind of where a little bit of the movement is coming from. We're releasing some of that and moving it to Gray Horse to complete that contract of their need.
Okay, committee, any other questions?
Chair.
Yes, Speaker.
I was just curious about Gray Horse Rural Water District. Is that who the community of Gray Horse draws their water from? And are they an independent state-recognized district there? So another curious question. I know that some people, maybe south of Gray Horse, have been having problems getting water. Does this alleviate that problem there? Because I think we should be alleviating problems, and I'm just curious to know.
Yes, ma'am. The best explanation I got was this is a Band-Aid, not only for them, but for up here too. There has been some discussion about us sitting down at the table and talking to them, because we are pouring a lot of money into our Band-Aids. Rural water districts. So to me, it warrants a discussion, but I am for helping them get off a boil ban as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
We don't have some of the individuals here possibly to answer some of the questions in more in depth. Congresswoman Whitehorn. There was more than just one problem at Gray Horse. I happen to be one of the individuals who has a trickle of water at my house, and it's been that way for quite some time. I live with it. One of the things that they did recently repair, and with the $3 million that we originally sent them, was a, I'm not going to use the right term, but it's where the water comes in and it is chlorinated and then it's pushed out. It's a station. It's a substation. There you go. I couldn't, and they just recently replaced that because we were without water for a certain amount of time. And so that, because the one reason that had to be replaced, Congresswoman Whitehorn, is because it hadn't been regulated and taken care of in they don't know how many years. And when they went to try to do some work on it, it just started crumbling. So they had to stop. Another issue was there was a 2-inch pipe going across Salt Creek. You could see it from Highway 20. If you look north, you're going over Gray Horse Creek, they've taken care of that. They're also going to add a water tank at Gray Horse, because if we were to have a fire right now, because we have hardly any water pressure, they couldn't suppress it. And so those are some of the projects that this led to with the $3 million and now the extra 777. Am I gonna have better water pressure? I don't know. I'm just happy I have water at this point.
Well, thank you, good questions. All right, committee, any action?
Chair. Speaker. Motion to report ONCA 2517 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. Let's we did, okay. All right, guys, let's go back to item number 8, which is ONCA 2504. We've went through the increases and the reductions, and this is ONCA 2504, an act to amend ONCA 2217 to authorize and appropriate an additional amount of $192,691 to the executive branch in the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn.
My basic description would just be that the MidCon building needs a new roof. This won't, to my understanding, pay for the whole roof, but it is the additional funding that's needed to pair with money already there to put the roof on. So Rebecca might correct me on that, but.
Let's see, we actually have Ms. Claire who occupies the MidCon building, and we'll try to figure out, how are you gonna pay for the rest of your roof, ma'am, through the PIF?
Ma'am, that actually will pay for the entire roof, that additional funding, and it will also weatherize that third bay that we weren't able to do any remodeling to for lack of funding previously.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
And thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn, for sponsoring this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And as she thanks the rest of us for voting. For that. Okay. Committee, any action on ONCA 2504?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Motion to report out bill number ONCA 2504 to the floor of Congress to be passed.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Our next then will be item number 10, ONCA 2506, an act to provide appropriations to the executive branch pursuant to interagency agreements for American Rescue Plan Act ARPA operations in the amount of $8,435,769 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Redcorn is the sponsor. I'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. So I will give a really brief overview of this areas that it gives money to, but then I'll probably let Rebecca dive into the details of what is going where and what that looks like, because it is a little bit detailed. So the first area that it does give money to is ARPA Butcher House Operations. The second area is ARPA Harvest Land Operations. Third area is ARPA Senior Housing Operations and Fairfax. Fourth is ARPA Senior Housing Operations for Hominy. Fifth is ARPA Visitors Center Operations. ARPA WELA Operations is the next area, and that's it. So there's six areas altogether, and I emphasize the word operations on most of it because that is what it's for. So Ms. Rebecca, do you want to take it away from here?
Yes, thank you. I would like to talk about the senior housing first, visitor center, WELA, and then we'll get into Butcher House and Harvest Land. The senior housing Fairfax operations, we have built a new senior housing in Fairfax. We are generating some revenue, and there are expenditures that are going to be there. Again, I go back to the guidelines of ARPA. Any revenue that we receive from a project built with ARPA funds, those funds then become restricted and fall into the same guidelines as the original ARPA disbursement. So the idea here is to forecast what that is going to look like. I have taken the measurements and forecasted for 2.5 years because, again, the end of calendar year 26 also flows into partial of fiscal year 27 because fiscal year 27 starts at 10/1/2026. So that's what this does here. There's an operations budget in it that facilitates some of the things that the housing is going to need to facilitate those properties. And it's the same deal with Hominy. They're the one and the same. Again, it's a forecast of what revenue we may receive. Personally, I don't anticipate there being a lot of need for maintenance because they're brand new facilities. So this is an area that I'm watching to see if we are even going to have expenses to match the revenue. I can tell you as of last year, we received $59,000 in revenue. When I say last year, fiscal year 24. Our expenses for that entire year were only $571. So just to give an idea of what that looks like, we're probably going to look at the same thing for Hominy. Again, it's a brand new building, but we're still receiving revenue right out the gate. So again, going back to the interagency agreements, any of the ARPA restricted revenue we receive can be used for any of the builds or properties that we've built or programs that have been funded through ARPA programs. Visitor center, we did do a remodel or my mind just went blank. We did like a little bit of a remodel rebuild to visitor center. We're also going to receive revenue. And I've spoken with the director. This is kind of the figures of what we think she may bring in over the course of 2.5 years. Again, because this becomes restricted, one of the ways that I proceeded to look at this is what expenses are we going to have that are for sure going to happen? And wages is one of them. She's going to have employees. So as we receive revenue, we're going to shift some of the expenses that were charged to the tribal appropriation and move those over. So you will see a little bit given back on the tribal side. I look to shore that up closer towards Hunkus session and probably even additional special sessions as we move through that. Same thing with WELA. WELA is something I talked with the director. The same thing. We're thinking roughly around $400,000. Again, these are over projections, so if we don't hit the mark, it is okay. We are only going to expense what revenue we receive. So if we only receive $300,000 in revenue over the course of fiscal year 25 and 26, only $300,000 of wages will move over there. And it is okay if we don't reach our mark. The problem comes if we say we're going to receive $400,000, but we actually receive $500,000. That's when it becomes an issue. That's when we got to start moving money around between the interagency agreements. The next item I want to talk about is Butcher House. Butcher House is forecasted. Their expenses are for fiscal year 25 and 26. Butcher House did really great on their revenue in fiscal year 24. I think they were projected to make about $800,000. They succeeded that and made over $1 million in fiscal year 24.
So that was really great news to look. They also have some new equipment that is coming down for, I believe, the butcher house for wild game, which may also increase their revenue. I anticipate to see an increase. So that is forecasted. Again, it's forecasted for 2.5 years. But the way that I have it funded is a little bit through ARPA interest, because if we run into a situation where we don't anticipate to receive the full amount of restricted revenue income, I want to make sure they're fully funded. And so that's where that ARPA interest comes to play. But the interagency agreement will be restricted revenue that is going to fund those programs. It's the same concept with Harvest Land. Harvest Land does not bring in as much revenue as Butcher House, but it's going to come along with the same concept of, I want to make sure they're funded and ARPA interest to satisfy that. But the interagency agreement will be restricted revenue. But I do want to make sure they're funded. I don't ever want to be in a situation where we say we're going to have this money, we don't have it, and now this program is not funded. With that said, for fiscal year 26, if this is appropriated in the way that it is, we will not be bringing down anything for fiscal year 26 for Butcher House or Harvest Land asking for tribal dollars moving into fiscal year 26. I also want to reiterate that in fiscal year 25, there was an appropriation, a tribal appropriation, I believe like $1.4 million for Butcher House and about $900,000 for Harvest Land. Those were repealed and went back to the general fund and the treasury, or we are requesting that they be repealed and moved back to the general fund. When I did the math of all the repeals, it looked like there was about a net gain of about $700,000 that would return to the general fund.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Committee, do you guys have any questions regarding the breakdown of the operations? I think the only thing that we will be looking at, and we've talked about a little bit, was the, you know, preparing for operations over assisted living in our funeral home. And to me, that they're not built yet. We will be having those discussions. And I think we've, you know, I talked a little bit or to executive, you know, what does this look like for a cemetery and the plots? And even though it wasn't, you know, funded with ARPA dollars, it all kind of coincides, you know, and we'd like to make sure that we have operations for all of these projects that we have before us. So, but thank you for thinking to fund operations as much as we can with the federal dollars. I think that's very fiscally responsible. So any other comments or questions, committee? Any action?
Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman.
A motion to report ONCA 25-06 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, committee. Thank you. This is where we are. We have finished everything on our agenda today. It's 3:46. What we have left is the projected revenue resolution. And again, I'm allowing Treasurer Batson time to see if there's any increase or decrease. And so, and then the other would be adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Good job, committee. Hey, don't leave unless you signed your committee report, so the clerk will follow you.